Hello and welcome to episode 540 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by one other M. So M, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Joey, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy, and you can all be very jealous of my fantastic hoodie that I love so much. So there we go.
Very nice.
Hi, Joey. I missed you last week.
I know. You were stuck on that deserted island.
I know. I was
sick.
I was sick. I actually wasn't feeling well. So thank you for carrying on without me, even though I did not see send help yet. So
I actually think what you should have done is said that you saw it and then just made stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
It was really amazing when Club Chalamet rescued the day.
Oh god, I would scream. That would have been a true horror movie. Ugh. Also, stay away from Connor's story.
From Connor's story?
Connor's story. Club Chalamet has moved into one of the men from Heated Rivalry. Stay away from him.
Okay. All right.
You heard it here first. This is a podcast catching Clarence up on fag news. The fag rag.
So last night was the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, Megan is actually ill. She doesn't have Super Bowl illness, which is, I guess, one of the biggest like non-productive days in aside from like Cyber Monday or whatever.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is. It's like
oh my God.
There was a headline for it in CNN today. I can't remember what the actual title of it. It was like the Super Bowl sickness, and like so many people call in sick because they stay up too late watching the Super Bowl. I don't know who stayed up late watching the Super Bowl. It did not start that late, and we were done by 10. Like you knew who was going to win by 10 o'clock. Like
yes.
Anyway, but no, she legitimately is battling an illness, so we wish her the best and for a speedy recovery. She does. So it's just you and me, and we're going to talk about Super Bowl commercials. But before we do,
noise.
There was an award show this weekend, Joey. Did you know that?
I heard tell. Yes.
The Directors Guild of America unveiled their winners for the 2026 DGA Awards. And of course, Paul Thomas Anderson continued his streak right on through the season for one battle after another. Joey, is the Oscar race over?
I mean, I think a lot of people assumed it was over before these awards were announced, or this award was announced. I still think I'm predicting Sinners to take SAG. So, I mean, I could see it being one battle after another, but I feel like there would be more excitement for Sinners to win maybe. So if that happens, the race hasn't changed. Right. But I don't know. I think maybe we're reading too much into this. I think Sinners at the end of the day is still going to go home with a bunch of stuff. I think one battle after another is going to do very well. I don't think the narrative has necessarily changed.
No, I mean, I do think, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson won an award that he was forecasted for a long time to win. And
yeah,
that is that. One thing that did happen over the weekend, or maybe it was on Friday, was the British Society of Cinematography announced their awards, and one battle after another won that. Now, that was a little bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah.
That shows some, you know, obviously BAFTA loved the film, but it does show some broad support across the pond, and so to speak. So, you know, unless the American audiences really come heavily for Sinners, I do think, you know, one battle after another is very likely to win Best Picture.
Yeah, I think it was Matt Neglia who said something after that award was announced that either he heard from people or people were saying that some cinematographers don't like some of, I think that he said, shadow work in Sinners, and that's why they went with one battle after another. And I don't know, Sinners has done very well with like regional prizes in terms of cinematography. I think it won New York Film Critics too. But I keep seeing like stills from one battle after another, and I forget how like good the movie
I
looks.
know. It's
So I would not be surprised if that wins that either.
no. We still have a lot of time.
So much time.
We have the actors coming up. We have the PGA. It'll be interesting. I do agree with you. The actor probably goes to Sinners just because of the broadcast and the true ensemble nature of the film and how all of the actors play off each other so well. The Producers Guild is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I think I was about to say, I mean, I was going to ask you really, do you think if Sinners wins, sorry, actor and PGA, do you think that would make it more of a threat to one battle after another? Because I wonder if it does, but I also think that, you know, Producers Guild, they respond to movies that make money, and Sinners was a really big hit. I don't know if that factors in at all. And I do agree with you that I think Sinners is the more like ensemble-y of the two of them. Like everyone's mostly on screen at the same time. You know, they're obviously not every moment, but whatever. But I mean, I was actually, do you think that it would be more of a threat if Sinners wins those two guilds?
I do. And I'm still predicting Sinners to win Best Picture. Just because, not just because it has the most Oscar nominations, but it did set that narrative of being the film to receive the most Oscar nominations. And I can see a scenario where there is a split, where there is, the Academy has a history of recognizing black films in Best Picture and then splitting that director as if the black director who made those films can't also win the Oscar. And
Imagine that, like.
I'm thinking that we're heading into I don't know, it could be one battle after another. I haven't switched the prediction, my formal prediction yet. If one battle after another wins PGA, I think it's done. Because I do think that narrative of, whether you agree with it or not, but the narrative of the immigration crisis that takes place in the first 15, 20 minutes of the film is the theme that everyone will grab onto from the within the Academy, in my opinion. So,
I actually I was having a conversation with, this isn't with those two prizes necessarily. I may switch back. I currently have Sentimental Value winning screenplay edging out Sinners. Only because, I mean, I also just rewatched it, so that definitely helped me, my opinion. But I mean, the I don't know, that movie did very well, you know, nominations wise. I got an editing nomination. I feel like, and I don't know, I feel like people talk about Sinners' direction more than they talk about the writing. And I know that people are saying, well, they're going to want to give Ryan Coogler something, but I'm not sure. I'm starting to doubt that a little bit, not because like they don't want to give him something, but I'm wondering if they're going to think that they like the writing of something else better. So I'm probably going to be a coward and switch it back.
I mean, it could be Sentimental Value won't go home empty-handed, and is it just going to win Stellan Skarsgård? So it'll be compelling. We have time ahead of us. Of course, the final voting round begins this week. So da da
No, it doesn't
da.
start until
No, the 20th. That's right, the 20th. It's toward the end of the
26,
month.
actually.
26. I'm sorry. You're right.
No,
You're absolutely
but
right.
it's kind of crazy that like there's this much time. We have like just under 3 weeks before voting even starts. So we're hitting that like lull where, like me, you know, second guessing everything. It was like, do I? It's like this restless thing is starting to set in. So I'm curious, like, how much of that is real and how much of that is not. I don't know.
Did you see the article? I did not click into it, so maybe I misread the title, but I'm pretty sure I saw an article today That said, the Academy was no longer going to screen the nominated films in theaters anymore.
That's what I thought I read too, because they said something like the average screening only had five people in it for like the last 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I'm not sure if that is true, but I don't know. That's like a thing that I saw on Twitter. But yeah, Hollywood Reporter said Film Academy will no longer show Oscar-nominated films to members on the big screen. The organization says its post-nomination screenings reportedly cost $1,000 a pop, drew an average of five members over the last years, leading to the decision to eliminate them.
So is
That
that
is
happening this year?
crazy. I guess. I'm gonna post nominees. I think
That's
so.
wow. I would I mean, you've been to the Academy Museum, right? No, that screening room in that Academy Museum is gorgeous. But this is one of the reasons why I lived in LA, just one of the five reasons that I wish I lived in LA. And one of them is the retrospective screenings that they have all around the city of, you know, just getting the opportunity to see you singing in the rain on the big screen again, you know, just stuff that, and it's playing constantly, not just in like the New Beverly Cinema Tarantino's film, Tarantino's theater, but like the Academy Museum and just, you know, all kinds of houses all around the city. I wish I lived there for
Let's show movies at home. Isn't that better? Isn't that what the market is saying?
that. I don't know. I've been on a staying at home kick lately because it's been extraordinarily cold and I am done. I am done with this winter.
I told Jason earlier, I was like, aren't you glad it has now been downgraded to, wow, it's fucking cold, to, oh my God, I don't want to go anywhere near
Yeah,
outside. Like,
I
that's what
know.
it's been for like a week and a half.
My daughter and I ran a couple of errands before the Super Bowl to do grocery shopping and then to pick up things I forgot and then to get all kinds of stuff. And it was just like stepping out of the car. It was like, oh. Last thing I will say is this weekend, my family and I watched, and some of us for the first time, I rewatched Fantastic Four First Steps. I still cannot believe that that film. Not only did it not get production design, it wasn't even shortlisted for visual effects. I watched that thing with a just an eagle eye. It's one of the best of the year. I just don't understand it.
Well, the crazy thing about the visual effects not getting shortlisted is the fact that, like, I mean, Marvel movies get shortlisted and they get nominated like all the time, but I honestly think the visual effects in that one, the way that it is married with the production design and the overall look of that movie, I mean, that should have been a slam dunk, and I cannot, honestly, it's some of the best visual effects in any Marvel movie I've ever seen. So
Yeah,
what gives?
totally agree. Totally agree. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what happened. Anyway. Oh
Lame.
well. Put that one to bed.
Lame.
Very lame. All right, very good. So let's hop to the Super Bowl commercials because why watch the football game, right? It was actually, I mean, I know you're not a sports guy, but
I watched it though.
it was kind of a boring game
I
because
saw
it was
something
so
like,
one-sided.
yeah, they said, was it like the first football game, Super Bowl in history, where there were no touchdowns in the first three
It is not
quarters?
the, it was the fifth one.
Fifth one? That's nuts.
Yeah. I was. I, you know, because once it, sorry to interrupt you, but it was when it was evident that the Seahawks were dominating, and for a while there, it was like, how many times is the Patriot quarterback going to get sacked? That was the thing I was looking for, and then I was, you know, three quarters in, I'm like rooting for a game, a Super Bowl, which has never happened, a Super Bowl to be won without a touchdown.
That would have been awesome. That would have been
I
really
would have
funny.
loved that.
That
That
would have
would
been
have
awesome.
been,
That's a
but
stat
no.
that Oscar bloggers dream about. Like, you didn't know in 2026 there were no touchdowns.
But they kind of just, you know, the end, they were scoring touchdowns because I think they were tired.
Yeah, the I saw, first of all, the Patriots quarterback is a child.
Drake May, yes, looks like
Yeah,
12. Yep.
looks like a 12-year-old. And every time they kept cutting back to him, to the Seahawks quarterback, the ginger with the beard, every time I just kept yelling, "Twink, Daddy, Twink." But
My wife was watching it. She's like, "Can you stop being so mean to him? You stop being so mean to him. He's just a child."
he's got school in the morning. God. No, but the funny thing was when in the halftime show, when Bad Bunny was carrying the football, like at the end of his set, I saw a tweet that was like, "Wow, Bad Bunny's got more yards than the Patriots
Saw that.
already." So that
Yeah,
was really
I saw
funny.
that.
But I mean, like, yeah, the game was I don't know. I could tell even in my swishy queer little brain, I oddly get competitive, not competitive. I oddly get into football when I watch it. Not that I have any allegiance to anybody. The only allegiance that I had was if the Patriots would have won, they would have won officially more Super Bowls than the Steelers, and I can't have that as a Pittsburgh boy. I cannot allow that. And so I was happy that they were getting their ass handed to them. And there were a couple of times, or there was once I like looked over at Jesus, yeah, they're playing really good defense. This is a defensive game. Can't you tell us that it's a game really being won on defense? And Jason was like, "What the fuck is happening right now?" Like, I
Yeah,
listen.
but you're right. It was a defensive game. I mean, they were yeah, anyway. So, moving on to the real reasons. Well, actually, before we get to the commercials, let's talk about Bad Bunny.
With pleasure.
So I will, my reaction to this was I never heard a Bad Bunny song. But I was fascinated by like the set. I was fascinated by the fact that the grasses that he was walking through, those were all people. I had no idea what was going on,
Sure.
but I was into it. It was entertaining. I was watching it and I'm like, I am watching something. I'm watching a spectacle. And, from 1 minute they were at a restaurant dancing or and then, the next minute they were people getting engaged, and later on they were getting married, and then they were rolling tires onto a truck. And I'm like, there's a lot going on here. And then the light poles, the guys working on the light poles. I'm like,
Yeah, he's just climbing up them, climbing back down.
and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, the collective gay gasp that I heard across the world when that happened, when she just magically appeared. It's no, I don't know. I actually thought to myself, I was like, Clarence is gonna love the production design of this halftime show.
I did.
But and it moved like so seamlessly. And he, I think I was a little on the defensive. I know like a little bit of Bad Bunny's music. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't listen to a lot of it, admittedly, as the whitest person in the world. But I love him as an entertainer. I've seen like performances of his before, and he just put on a really good show, I think. And I'm so sorry. I don't think it matters what language you speak. You have all those hot people. Everyone on the stage was so hot. And I was like, wow, maybe I do miss Miami. No, I don't. And it was just like everyone was hot, and you could just tell that, I don't know, it meant something to all these people. And I don't know, I was just really into it, like genuinely into it. And I think the part of me, part of me was excited to tune in because it wasn't Kid Rock and, screaming and his formal undershirt, I guess, and his jorts. I don't know, it just felt like a more celebratory thing. And unlike some people who reacted to it, Megyn Kelly, like Megyn Kelly screaming that like, "This is our sport." I was like, shut up. I just don't I don't see why this whole thing was an issue, but I thought the show itself was just really, really fun. It went by really quick. I thought it was really well paced. I think the mark of a good halftime show is you want to get up, you want to dance a little bit, If you feel like it goes by really quickly, then that's a good show. And it did for me. So.
And then the things, the two things that incredibly annoyed me during and after the ceremony or the performance was number one, the numerous claims online that this is, as you said, this is our show. This is un-American. ICE should be waiting outside to
That is
take him away.
disgusting.
I'm like, Puerto Rico is an American territory. He is American. They are American citizens. This is America. It's not white English America, sure, but it is America. Number two, the people that said, I didn't watch the Super Bowl to get political because he was wearing an Ocasio, probably mispronouncing that, but jersey and thinking it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio is Bad Bunny's real last name. They were
I didn't
thinking it
even know
was
about that. Are you
AOC.
serious?
Yes. I saw several tweets talking about how, like, why are you getting so political? Is it AOC? Why are you know? It's Bad Bunny's last name. So think, people, think before you tweet. That is
No.
just a that is a thing that everybody should do. Do your research.
And also, like,
Stop
it
sharing
did.
AI videos, Henry Winkler.
Yeah. And also, like, all those people that are saying all that stupid stuff, they're not even. They hated the idea of him as the halftime
Oh, before they even,
before it even started. So they've been. This has been festering for months and months and months. And I would think that if you were going to fester for that long, your thoughts and things you say would be a lot more original, but it's not. So.
All right. So, moving on to the commercials, we are going to go old school Siskel and Ebert here, and we are going to go through the major commercials by pregame, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Just as the way that the site we are looking at has it broken down, which is Joey, iSpot TV, iSpot.tv. Thank you for the link. And we're going to give a thumbs up or thumbs down to that
Yeah, let me pull it
commercial.
up.
So I'm going to start while you're doing that. I'm going to start with the pregame. I'm not going to go through every single one of these because this
There's a shit
website
ton
has
of
a as an inclusive list of everything. I don't remember every single thing, but I do want to start with the Disclosure Day Super Bowl slot, the Universal film directed by Steven Spielberg, coming out this June. I'm going to give a big thumbs up to that
I'm
one.
so
That
ready for that movie.
I love. I mean, it's not. It's. I don't know that it was that much footage that we haven't seen already. I think it was just footage kind of
Sure.
creatively reassembled, but
Yeah.
didn't get Emily Blunt going in front of
Ah!
the but man, I mean, it's I'm primed for this movie. Of course, I've already heard some people online say, it looks underwhelming to me. And I'm like, it's Spielberg and Aliens, and it looks like Minority Report and War of the Worlds. I see
I.
fingers pushing a door open.
That's not creepy at all.
It was creepy. Hello.
Anybody who has never seen my husband, this is a video podcast, you know that. So glad you subscribed to the contending.
Right. Okay, thing, go away. All right. Sorry. And I'm going to skip. What did you think of TurboTax, the expert, the Adrian Brody slot?
I liked it a lot more than his Oscar speech.
Yeah, I'm gonna go thumbs down on this one because I don't remember the
Yeah, not
commercial.
good. I don't either. I just remember his face being like really sweaty and like, oh, I'm an actor. Yeah, so I'm gonna meh.
Super Bowl for Scream. Sorry, I know it's the Super Bowl. I don't know why I said that. Scream 7.
I'm really down for that movie. I'm really excited. Tickets just went on sale today. I don't, I feel like this movie, I don't know. I I really hope that all these rumors that they're saying Stu might be back, that he's dead, and things like that. I need that to not happen. I think there's something to do with AI in this one, with like fake voices or recreating voices. So maybe that's all it is. I know a lot of people don't share the sentiment of wanting another Scream movie because of a lot of what that franchise is going through, but this feels more like an old school Scream movie, so I'm down.
I'm gonna go thumbs up because I'm amped for the film. That said, I don't think that the trailer represented its scenes in any way that made me more excited to see it. I just think
Yeah.
it's there, right? I mean, it was a fine collection. And I will say there are other things that have reassembled their footage to make me more excited to see that film, and we'll get to that in a second.
I was more excited for the they created a they released a poster a couple of days ago where it was like a knife going like this and the blood dripping down to make the seven. That was more exciting to me than the trailer.
Manscaped.
Manscaped.
Do you remember the singing piles of hair?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm
No, I feel like I don't
gonna
have to
go
justify
a
that.
big thumbs down on that one.
That was weird.
I have a thing about hair. I do not like hair. I do not, I mean, obviously. No, kidding. I do not like seeing hair on the floor. I do not like seeing hair in bundles. I do not like seeing hair in drains. I do not like cleaning clogs out of drains for my long-haired children. I do not like them singing. So there.
I feel like there's a Dr. Seuss thing. I
I
do
don't
not like
like hair.
hair.
I do
Do not
not
like
like
it
hair there.
there. Oh, the despair. No more hair.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Don't like it.
Hoppers.
I want to see that so bad.
Big, big, big. This is an
Oh
example
my
of how you re orchestrate a pre-existing trailer that was meh and make it into a conversation piece. It looks so cute. It looks so funny. And it made me 1,000% more likely to go see this movie.
Yeah, I'm really primed for that one. That is, when's that come out? March?
March 6th.
My God, I'm so excited. I don't know. There's something about that movie. I can't really describe it. I think sometimes I forget it's a Disney Pixar,
It
right?
is a Disney Pixar.
I keep forgetting that it's a Disney Pixar, and I don't know why. I don't know if it feels like naughtier, even though it's not naughty, but I don't know.
They're
I'm
not
down.
naked, Joey.
The animals are naked.
Yeah, that's technically true. They're not wearing clothes. I did see that Meryl Streep was voicing one of the characters. So, ooh, look, the thing brought you a glass of wine.
This is better than all of Wednesday season two.
Those were the big highlights for me in the pre-game commercials. Was there anything else in this section that you wanted to cover?
Now, I was surprised, maybe because I kept seeing it, and I saw it a couple of times. The Coke Pepsi ad with the polar bear. I liked that one. And for some reason, I'm not the biggest Sabrina Carpenter fan. Like, I like some of her music. She's
Oh,
not
you jumping
a.
all around. You jumping
Is
all
that
around.
in?
That's in the third quarter.
Hold
We
on,
are
hold on.
going in order, Joey.
Well, I'm looking under previews, teasers, and extended.
Oh, you
Hold
can't look
on.
there. Don't look
Oh, I'm
there.
at the. I'm. Oh, I went far, too far down.
Yeah.
Never mind. I said nothing about a polar bear. I said nothing
Okay.
about.
Okay. Nope.
I
All
didn't
right,
like the
let's start.
Skechers ad. I didn't like anything with DraftKings. Get out of here. No.
Yeah, no. I'm tired of DraftKings. Let's go to first quarter. Why don't you take us through the first quarter commercials?
Okay, let me see. Which ones did I like? Let's see.
What did you think of the Squarespace commercial? Directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, starring Emma Stone.
Was it directed by him? Okay.
It was.
Okay, so I just rewatched Begonia like a week ago, and because Jason hadn't seen it, and I liked it. I think it went by a lot faster the second time that I watched it because I knew what was going to happen. And I don't know. I think that Emma Stone, I'm down for anything that she's in. This feels like a cross between a Yorgos Lanthimos movie and a short that is nominated this year, Two Strangers or Two People Exchanging Saliva, which is a black and white absurdist thing. So I'm very happy to see Emma Stone crying over the lack of a domain name for her name.
I give it a thumbs up. I'm a sucker for some cinematography and some production design.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know that anybody ran out and said, I'm going to grab Squarespace and but
You know, the weird thing about that is that like there are these ads that like do they just expect everybody to want to create a website now?
I know.
Like, I don't know, like there's a Wix ad too, I think, in this block. And if we're gonna talk about, you know, sites to create something for yourself, I think Squarespace definitely won. But sometimes, you know, they're just like fighting for ad space, fighting to be seen, and I guess that's fine. It's not like there's a Michelob commercial here with what Kurt Russell that I thought was fine.
And yeah, I'll give that one a thumbs up too.
Yeah, me too.
Kurt Russell and oh God, what's his name? His
Crap, what is his name? I'm blanking on his name too. Oh, Lewis Pullman.
Lewis Pullman, yes. It was fine. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was kind of a more of a traditional sort of Super Bowl commercial. Like
Like,
big
you
stars
like
doing something
beer?
silly. Yeah.
See, that's like something that'd be like so relatable to the Super Bowl beer. Yeah.
Speaking of a traditional Super Bowls commercial, the Lay's Last Harvest commercial literally almost had me in tears.
That was so funny.
I loved it. I'm
I
like,
wanna
that
watch
is
it
the most
again.
dramatic potato farmer I've ever seen.
My God, I loved it.
I
What was the,
thought
oh, it
the,
was called Harvest. No, Last
yeah,
Harvest.
no, it's Last Harvest because this guy. So it's for those of people who haven't seen it. It's a decades through the life of a father daughter. The father is a potato farmer who sells his potatoes to Lay's potato chips. And he is retiring, and he's gonna hand the keys to the farm over to his daughter, and or the potatoes to his daughter.
Yeah.
And
And you see the dog getting older too, so it's sort of like,
yeah, that
I
dog
don't
is
know.
like that dog
I know.
with the, with its old dog face,
Yeah,
no
and I
one
was like,
expects what. I was just like, and I'm like, oh, I saw it coming, and I looked at my wife. I said, oh, you're gonna cry. And then all of a sudden, like 35 seconds later, I'm like, fucking back in
what up?
tears.
You want to go get some potato chips? I do. Like sitting on the back of the pickup truck and like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, that was good. That was good. Who knew? Who
Who
knew?
knew?
I feel like this was when the first quarter was when we got the first, I feel like the first trailer that everyone on film Twitter was freaking out about was The Adventures of Cliff Booth.
That is
That looks
too
so
in.
fucking good.
That is. So first of all, I have many things to say about this. Number two, enormous thumbs up. First of all, the fact that this was kept a secret and you didn't know that that was going to be during the Super Bowl was outstanding, because that is something that we've lost in the age of modern media, where you know all the commercials that are coming out before they're coming out because they've been fed to the, you know, the media. And so you see little
Yeah.
clips and pieces. So there's no real organic surprises. That was, I was like, wait a minute. Is that Brad Pitt? Look, Brad Pitt looks a lot like Cliff Booth from Once
Yeah.
Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And then he has like the shirt on.
Oh, I was,
God.
that is my number one most anticipated film of 2026, followed closely by Disclosure Day. And I was being fed last night with these commercials.
Not just with Lay's potato chips.
Don't make me cry.
So yeah, that was the big, I think there was one other movie commercial or trailer. It was the Mandalorian and Grogu. Fine.
Okay. There was a
That's
lot of
fine.
discourse about this online. I'm going to give it a thumbs up
Please, yeah,
because,
please inform me because I'm not in the loop.
yeah, so I'm on the Star Wars algorithm here. There were so many people that were like, Disney doesn't know what they're doing. It's so stupid. I'm like, there is no
Okay.
cultural literacy. It was designed with the Sam Elliott voiceover. It was designed to look like you were going to see the Clydesdales Budweiser commercial. But they're not Clydesdales, they're Tauntauns, which is hilarious. It was nostalgic, it was funny, and you got Baby Yoda, and that was Grogu. Sorry, I will forever call him Baby Yoda, just like I'll forever call
Oh, that's
Twitter
his
Twitter.
name, Grogu.
Grogu is his name. It's
Okay.
the name of the film is Mandalorian and Grogu. But I will forever call him Baby Yoda. And I thought it was great. Thumbs up. I mean, it cost $7 million. That
The
I
commercial?
yeah, that commercial cost $7 million, I think. Yeah. I'm like,
Okay.
don't you have like can't you just like Grogu on the hard drive and copy paste him into different things?
Can you just
But
like dance underneath the football players playing?
his little hand reached up to grab the reins of the Tauntaun. It's almost as cute as when he was holding a single little cup of soup.
I will always think of Jalal.
Yes.
Whenever,
Remember
because
that
Jalal was
year?
so obsessed. He was so obsessed with him.
He was going to all those Mandalorian events trying to get the booby the little doll. I
He ever get them?
think he finally did get one.
Thank goodness.
One of my least favorite commercials in this section, and it is entirely a personal thing. I'm going to give it a big thumbs down. It's the Instacart bananas commercial. The one
Was it the
with,
Ben Stiller one?
yeah, the Ben Stiller and Benson Boone.
My head told me that it was bad and overlong. My loins told me I thought it was hot when he flipped.
See, I can't
Inside
stand
me
it.
lives two monsters, so.
I think, I don't think two monsters live inside you. I think one of them has eaten up, spit out the other one. I thought, for one thing, the ad did not look good. I thought the
It looked
colors
bad.
were terrible. It looked cheaply made, and it was way too dark, and you could see him, but when Ben Stiller was running off, and first of all, you couldn't, if I hadn't seen the commercial beforehand, I wouldn't have known it was Ben Stiller, because it was just so weird. It was just
Yeah.
so poorly filmed.
He looked like he dusted off his dodgeball wig and just was like, I still
Yes.
have this.
Yes.
And it looks like they were wearing costumes like Power Rangers by way of designing women.
And I mean, I guess I respect Benson Boone leaning into the whole flipping and wearing various track suits of,
Yeah.
but it's he's got to move on and get to something
Yeah.
different. He needs to change. What else in that segment?
I think those are I thought the liquid death with the one with the exploding heads was kind of funny. Just exploding people, I guess, like is hilarious to me. Who knew? I feel like those are all the main ones of this block. I forgot they were still making Minions movies.
Yeah.
Good for them. I don't think I liked anything else really in this section.
Okay. Let us move on. I will take the second segment. And going through here, so Coinbase, the Backstreet Boys, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm going thumbs down on that because it was fun. It was great to do karaoke there for 20 seconds or so.
But don't you think everyone realized what they were singing to? Like everyone just started screaming because that's what we did. We were singing, and that we I was like, "What is this? What is this?" And when we realized what it was for, we were like, "Oh."
I didn't get the correlation there. I feel like if you're ranking all of the groups of Super Bowl ads, there are some that just buy so heavily into nostalgia that you lose the thread of the product that they're trying to sell. And I think this catered to that, if that makes sense.
Get. That's like one of those things where you feel like you're getting something good and then you realize you're being sold something that is like kind of cheap and sort of empty. That's what it felt like to me.
There you go. Speaking of cheap and empty, what did you think of what did you think of Goodwill Duncan?
Oh, fuck. Oh my God, are they from Boston?
Thumbs down.
I hate it. It was so like, this makes like the Polar Express look like a Selznick film. Like, I mean, I was so unsettled. Like, we're so deep in the Uncanny Valley, and I get what they were doing. I was just like, I hate it. I hate it so much. No.
Not a fan. And I don't know, it just member berries. That's all it is. It's member berries.
Yeah.
My family liked the Universal Orlando Resort ad just because we had just been to Universal Epic Universe, and
Yeah.
we were wondering how they filmed all that without the gobs of people standing all
Oh yeah.
around. I
How'd they
did
do
call
that?
bullshit when they the father and son or the children walk into these Nintendo world and there's no one standing there, and I'm like, you don't make it look claustrophobic at all.
Really?
It's a tiny space.
Really?
The yes, it's very small. The one of the most controversial ads this year is a movie trailer, actually. It is for Project Hail Mary.
Is that
And
controversial? Is it?
it's controversial in that I think people are feeling that the trailers and the ads have given away way too much.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I do feel like that trailer felt really long.
It
I think my big takeaway from that I told Jason when we were watching, I was like, "Ah, I guess he Ryan Gosling got the slutty glasses from Jonathan Bailey from Jurassic World." That's what happened. But I do feel like I've seen a lot of that movie already.
Yeah, and the visuals looked really astounding to me. But I remembered the first trailer that came out, you got a glimpse of the rock monster, the rock alien, or whatever he is at the very end. And I thought, oh, that just made me not want to see it. But now that they show a little bit more of the relationship, but like, I've not read the book, I don't know the story. I don't know how it ends, so this is not a spoiler. But the fact that the trailer plays, what is it? I Will Die for You. The song that over the end of the trailer is I Will Die for You, and I'm like,
Spoiler.
yeah, I'm. Then maybe that's what people are reacting to. I don't know. There's definitely a sacrifice theme that is popping up at the end of that spot. So
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What else? The Bosch home with Guy Fieri.
Jesus Christ,
Thumbs
no.
down for the the non-blonde Guy Fieri.
Oh, that was, I didn't like it.
So disturbing.
No, I don't.
Uber Eats with Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper.
That felt so long to me too. Like, I don't. I actually also thought whenever you see, yeah, big thumbs down for me. When you see Matthew McConaughey at the end playing with the dolls and he's doing the high-pitched voice, I thought we were going to see Elmo because he sounded like Elmo at the end. And I was like, I feel like this is an example of things being like too high concept almost.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, we're thinking too hard now. We're thinking too much. Don't like.
I thumbs down for nerds. I didn't know what was going on in that.
I didn't like that creature either.
It was
The
like
thing
really weird.
that made me uncomfortable, like he's gonna stick to everything. I don't like it. Texture. I don't know.
Super Mario, it is what it is, right? Mid.
Yeah. Don't like.
Levi's, the ass commercial. Joey.
I was a little. Thank you for talking about my strengths. Appreciated in that regard. I was not really ready to see Woody's ass. But as an appreciator and enthusiast of an ass, if that felt a little bit like a throwback to me that I could get behind.
Yes, even though I'll go thumbs up on it, even though it was strange to have
You're like,
Woody's ass and then like tight jeans and twerking and later on in the commercial.
no.
What did you think about? So there was a commercial earlier in the evening that I think it was like Trump accounts commercial. I barely caught that one. I think it's Invest America. Yeah, it was Invest America. And we got to this Rocket Mortgage commercial. And the title of the commercial is America Needs Neighbors Like You. Like you've seen it, right? Where they have the storm and there's the dog that gets out and the people come find the dog and they're cutting up the trees and everybody's working together in the community. I thought at first they were going to be like, oh, is this another Trump mortgage commercial? But then they started showing brown people. I'm like, oh no, this is not a Trump commercial.
Is that the one where they talk about like, oh no, I'm thinking of something else. It's if you feel like Megyn Kelly would have been in the commercial, no, it's not a not to bring up Megyn Kelly again. But like the dogs underneath the car and like they bring the dog home. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the like Lady Gaga singing in the background,
Yes.
I think.
I'm going big thumbs up on that one because
I like
the
that one.
theme of the commercial was unity. And I think, unity is never a bad thing.
Woke.
I know. Well, when we did have a joke at the first, we turned it on at 6 o'clock and all of a sudden it was like the woke Super Bowl because it was like here's the black females, sign language person. Here's the it was we were they were like they're really sending it home now. But then it
Yeah.
was Charlie Puth singing the national anthem, so they balanced it all out with whiteness.
Oh, thank God, a white man. Oh, thank God. I saw a Facebook friend who I don't know if you ever see like Facebook friends. You're like, I don't remember being friends with you. I feel like I don't know them. They were like, I saw both shows, and I just gotta say, both shows represent the breadth of America's tastes. And I was just like, no, no, stop, no.
No, didn't they cut off the other show?
I
Because
hope so.
I think the audience was like very not into Kid Rock's performance. That's what I read anyway. I don't know. That could just be propaganda. I don't remember any of the rest. So unless there's some, oh, sorry, Pepsi Zero. You wanted to talk about the polar bear. Pepsi Zero Sugar.
Is that this one? I think maybe I just appreciate that they're still cranking up this rivalry after so many years. And I feel like, I don't know, a voice in my head was someone at Pepsi was like, we're gonna take their fucking polar bear. You're not gonna use, like, you use AI in yours, we're gonna use carefully crafted visual effects, and we're gonna take your spokesperson.
Yes, I'm
So I
going to
don't
go
know.
thumbs up on that
Yeah,
one
me
just
too.
for the balls. All right. Halftime commercials. Joey, why don't you take us through what spoke to you?
I'm gonna say this was really bleak.
Yeah.
I think this section of commercials, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on these. I do not need to see Mike Tyson eating that close to my face ever again. In the, eat real food thing. I don't need to hear the crunch of an apple from him. I don't need to hear any of that. I thought the Bud Light keg commercial was funny. I think, yeah, Peyton Manning's in it. Wah. Post Malone, wah. But I mean, I guess it was a funny concept for that. I thought the Svetka, the robots dancing freaked me out. Didn't don't like it. I'm just gonna be really negative here. But also,
Yeah, thumbs
the
down on all these.
all of these, the Octavia Spencer Sofia Vergara one for Boehringer Ingelheim. I didn't like that one either. Mission Detect the SOS.
Oh
No.
wait, I do have a thumbs up. The Telemundo FIFA World Cup one where they try to teach
Yeah.
Owen Wilson how to speak Spanish.
Wow.
I like
Yeah,
that.
that was funny.
That was good. Why don't you
I
take
think,
third quarter as well?
yeah, I think Kendall Jenner just popped up there to confuse people. Like, you heard like the majority of 80-year-olds being like, is that the one with Timothée Chalamet? This is what I was okay, so conversely, compared to what we watched just before, there are a bunch in here that I actually really liked. The one that I was hinting at earlier for Sabrina Carpenter, where she basically makes a boyfriend out of Pringles, I thought that was really funny. Maybe I'm just on the high of her in
Thumbs
that
up.
Muppets episode.
We're going to
But
have to talk about that later.
yeah, we do. We got. The commercial that I really liked was, and I didn't, I just saw an article saying that some people had a problem with this one, was the Ring camera
Oh, people are freaking
commercial.
out about that.
I don't think I picked up on, maybe I need to watch it again, but like the thing, like I guess people were responding with like, oh, it's kind of dystopian how they can detect. It was basically a commercial about like someone loses a dog, and now they're saying like now there's a free feature on Ring doorbell cameras to recognize like dogs in the neighborhood or something like that, and you can help track facial recognition from pets and things like that. Is that what people are freaking out about, like privacy and stuff?
Yeah, I think it's using, they use it in a very gentle way with dogs, right? Because everybody loves dogs. But I think what they're saying is, oh, so you're scanning all of our videos, whether or not we, an action
Oh,
triggers you,
yeah.
whether or not give you
Oh, that's
permission.
true.
You're using those videos and you're looking for that dog in all of our footage. And there has to be a way to opt out of it. I actually went on my Ring app today and looked and turned off n the new features that came in. The AI features is what this is based off of. They all come defaulted to off, so you have to opt into it.
To see like everyone just like lifting up their phones and be like, nope. Yeah, I guess probably because I love dogs. And if
Yeah.
I my dog would go missing. Yeah, I guess that was use your brain, Joey. Jesus.
No, it was a sweet commercial, but it was like a shellacking over a
A
fairly
rites of
troublesome.
troubles. It's like, oh, so this is just CCTV now. Everyone's doorbell is just CCTV. Oh, okay. No privacy. I really liked the Comcast Infinity Jurassic Park commercial.
Yes, two
Now,
big
I'm
thumbs up.
sorry. That is the way that you use like nostalgia
Yes.
with a big Super Bowl ad like that. I just watched it again before I jumped on. That is so funny. Basically, it made me wonder. I was like, wow, Jurassic Park doing good business. Good for
Yeah.
them. Good for them.
Well, so it works because it's nostalgia and it's funny, but it tells you to have confidence in Comcast's, internet, whether or not, that's what the commercial is selling. Oh, our internet's so good that Jurassic Park wouldn't have fallen or failed. And so therefore, the rest of their Mr. Hammond, Mr. Hammond, I'm very happy to re recommend your park. And it showed the dinosaur spinner thing for the kids.
The only thing that would have made that commercial, like, even I was like, I wish you would have seen the guy walk out of the porta potty.
Yes. Oh yeah,
Although
without
I think he's, and maybe he's dead.
yeah, he maybe he was, because that you know they.
Man on toilet. Jurassic. This is Joey not doing his research before he opens his mouth. What did you think of the Budweiser commercial? He is
American
alive.
icons.
Yeah, I thought that one was like really, it started off very sweet. Wait, let me pull it up.
Oh, the baby eagle one. Yeah,
Yeah, I was
see,
like,
I'd already
oh, that's so
seen this
cute.
one.
And
My
then this is.
dad
Oh.
actually sent me this.
But then at the end, it was just like a bald eagle on the back of a horse. And I was like, that is. If that's. If the Cialis
America.
doesn't work for a lot of old men, that's gonna. That's what it is.
I'm gonna go in the middle somewhere on that one. I or the poppy, it's just a vibe. That was I'm gonna go thumbs down on that one. I'm probably gonna it's controversial, probably with it's an age group thing, I guess. I just found it really annoying. I just found it so annoying.
Yeah, that's like I love Rachel Sennett. I like some of
Yeah.
Charlie XCX's music, but it's just sort of like I heard someone say, I think it was on an episode of Superstore. They're like, I'm sorry, I mean no offense by this, but is this just gay nonsense? I was like, is this commercial just gay nonsense? And it is. But it probably next time I go to a bar, we're gonna see a slew of homosexuals like, I love Poppy. Like, we're gonna see it.
So, Joey, why didn't they have a Pokemon commercial? What were they? I'm going thumbs up on it, but I don't understand the why. I'm going on thumbs up because it was funny watching Lady Gaga wax poetic about Jigglypuff. Look,
Yeah, I
you might need
don't.
to be a little bit more selective, babe. That's rein it in a bit.
Like, is Pokemon Go really that? Is it
It's not even
suffering?
Go. It's
No,
just
it's, I don't
Pokemon.
know. And what is
Like,
it called? What's
what are
your
you
favorite?
trying to give us? Although, maybe just to remind us that Pokemon is the thing, but I don't, I, you know, give us action. Give us something to do. Give us, make us go to the app, you know, make us download Pokemon Go again.
I met because this was what the third quarter. I think it was just a sort of maybe they just placed it here as a, like an aftershock of Lady Gaga
Yeah.
craziness. Maybe they're trying to transmit the enthusiasm from Lady Gaga on the halftime show onto Jigglypuff. I don't know, is that Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff. Yes, that's Jigglypuff.
I don't know. I'm mid on that. Sure, why not? I have a lot more questions.
Yes. What else?
Grubhub.
Going to go thumbs down on that one.
Yeah, poor George.
That's just you hire an actor and give them lines and that's it. That's just I don't know.
I kind of wish it was a cut scene from J. Kelly, but it's like J. Kelly can't get work because no one knows who he is because he's an old washed up white guy. He has to do commercials for Grubhub.
People would have to ask what J. Kelly is, though. All
Soon to
right.
be an episode of This Had Oscar Buzz, J. Kelly.
Anything else on the third quarter?
No, I would say that this had a bunch in it. I want to actually something I wanted to ask you. Have you seen the commercials for the Burbs?
I have, yes.
Does it there is one commercial where it looked like they were just on the Desperate Housewives set.
Yeah, I'm sure it was
Where?
filmed on that lot or in
And
that
I was just
set.
like, I was like, is that Brie Van de Kamp's house? Rewind it.
Yeah. Well, it's a universal show, so I'm 100% sure it was filmed on that street. I've
See,
been
just
on
like
that street.
Carrie Hatcher just walking in the background. I would love that.
I want a reboot.
Just
A
like running around in her
reboot.
wedding dress still, just like, ah, Mike.
Fourth quarter. Maybe it's just because it was the end of the night. None of these kind of resonated with me. I know some people talked about the Hellman's commercial, Meal Diamond. I'm going thumbs down. They sang Sweet Caroline. Why? What? Tell me about mayonnaise.
White people like Neil Diamond.
White, oh, that people and white
White
people like
mayonnaise.
mayonnaise. Yeah,
I
they
just feel
do.
like everyone's just like, I will not see Song Sung Blue. Stop it.
There was, I guess, the biggest one of this section was the Amazon Echo, where Chris Hemsworth thinks Alexa is scary.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go thumbs down on that one. I just, it was fine.
I'll only give it a thumbs up because Chris Hemsworth holds a snake.
We also have the $1 million prize from Salesforce, the Vault, the Mr. Beats commercial, which apparently there are all kinds of clues in that commercial that if you come up with the right code and you en enter the vault, then you win $1 million. Nobody has done it yet as of this recording. So go out there, watch the video, scan the codes, do the stuff, man. Go, Mr. Beast.
I still, Megan and I were supposed to talk to Mr. Beast last year for season one of Beast Games. It did not happen. So maybe if we figure out the puzzle, maybe he'll come on to an episode of Contending at the Water Cooler. And
There you
maybe
go.
he will retweet us and maybe we'll get a million followers.
I mean, I don't know. I don't, how do you rate that one? Because there's no, it's just a game. Like it's just setting buzz. That's it. And I don't even hear that many people talking about it.
Yeah, and Salesforce is a, it's like a, like I used Salesforce at a theater that I worked at. Like it's like a program. So it's sort of it felt weird seeing that. That just felt like the brand was sort of like shoehorned into it. So it was,
I will go, the last one that I will have out of this section is thumbs up on Red Bull, the dog date
Oh yeah.
commercial. I thought that was cute.
That was cute. Felt like an update of the commercial that we've kind of like seen a million times.
Yes, is it the giraffe that goes in the water and is getting eaten by an alligator? Yeah. Red Bull gives you wings. All right. So overall, I will say there were some good commercials. There was at least one very memorable one, but overall, I'll give a thumbs down to this year's crop of Super Bowl commercials. I just don't think there were enough memorable ones to really write home about.
Yeah, I think the only one that I really love, like if I had to say, like the first one that I would bring up that if people were talking about Super Bowl commercials, it would be that Jurassic Park one. That's it. Other than that, I don't think any of the movie ones really, I'm like scrolling through them. None of them like were just like wow. But I mean,
Cliff
yeah, that's
Booth.
the only one.
Cliff Booth.
Oh, yeah, the Cliff Booth. Yeah, that's the
But
only
that was
one.
the element of the surprise, right? And so that was amazing.
And I think that actually also probably, people I think were like, okay, so it's the same characters from a Tarantino movie and Fincher is directing it. What is that going to be like? This isn't like how a sequel comes along and it gets, done by an unknown director retelling a story. This is like an auteur following another auteur, which is kind of crazy. So I think that sort of maybe. I would say calmed people down, but I feel like it gave people an idea of like maybe what to expect from it.
And a third thumb up for Carlo Gugino.
Yes. Always. Her
Always.
and more big movie. That was a big, like another big breakout for her. My God.
I can't wait. All right. Let's jump to the flash forward to the media we are most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Joey, why don't you go first?
I'm still reading Tim Curry's memoir, Vagabond. I think I'm finally gonna start The Pitt season two.
Ooh.
I think. The woman, there's a woman that I work with who told me that she's like, it's not as good as season one. And I was like, oh no. It's somebody
That
in the
is
real world said that to me. I was like, I don't believe
not
you.
true. That's not true, Joey.
I don't believe it. So I'm excited for that. I'm making my way slowly through Love Story, the JFK Jr. Carolyn Bessette limited series, which, let's just
Oh.
say, I'm very curious about. I think I'm reviewing it for the site. I would love to talk to Sarah Pidgeon, who I loved her in Tiny Beautiful Things. She was on Broadway in Stereophonic. The gentleman who plays JFK Jr., I've never seen him in anything before. He's very charismatic. I've seen two, and the three episodes drop on the 12th, first three. So I want to get something up about that because I'm very intrigued. That's it.
All right. I'm still into The Pit. I think it's very consistent from season one. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
think it's better. I don't think it's worse. I just think it's very consistent. It's a very confident storytelling. The only thing that I will say that I find slightly disappointing is in the first season, they did have patients that stayed longer than an episode. They had the arc, like the young boy who had taken the fentanyl and was dying, and the parents were refusing to accept the fact that he was brain dead, and then they had to make the choice to, it was an emotional arc that you carried out through four episodes, I believe. And then by the time they got to the applause moment where they took his
Were
body
they?
out, I
Yeah.
mean, it's tears, like earned tears. There's nothing like that in this yet, or nothing as impactful, I will say. But I'm still into it. I at some point am going to start. Well, I won't say that this week. I am really looking forward to Wuthering Heights. I haven't read the book. I know our friend Jalal is reading the book right now and loves the book, and is very excited about the film, knowing that these are two very different things. But I'm looking forward to it. The visuals, costumes,
Gorgeous.
production design. Yeah.
The thing about it is, I saw somebody, I think it's very interesting that maybe it's just this movie. I think people have sort of polarized opinions about Emerald Fennell,
Of
even though
course.
she's what made what two feature films. I like her. I would rather a movie make some like bold choices and be kind of messy than be play it safe and stuff. But I feel like I'm seeing a lot of people, especially on TikTok, like reading the movie already and saying that it's like, oh, this is not Wuthering Heights. And I was like, no, this is what she has said the whole time. She's like, I want to do like my version of what. There's been like seven other versions of it. So like stop being so pressed, like chill out.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'm sure it will be a fun film. I don't think it's going to be nominated for Best Picture, as our friend over at Awards Watch has said. But
I
anyway,
did not know that.
yeah. What else? I think that's it. We I'm actually my wife and I are combing through screeners of season two of Paradise,
Oh, yeah.
which is really good. Shailene Woodley is very good in it. In the one episode I've seen her in, and yeah, it's a good show. And then of course I am continuing my read of Inferno by Dan Brown, and I'm remembering why I stopped reading Dan Brown books, because it
Oh.
just takes forever to get through them. So it might be a while before I go back to the next one. But that's okay. Maybe I'll pick up one of the Game of Thrones books that I left off on and finish that in 2028. I forgot that there was a movie of this book starring Tom Hanks. And I forget who else. Felicity Jones, maybe?
Like brown-haired British girl. Sure, that could be anyone. Oh yeah.
I don't rem I just I don't I have no
Ben
memory of this film
Foster.
coming out. It is Felicity Jones. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen this one. Is this the one where he has amnesia?
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, that's right. Because I remember everyone was like, he doesn't have that awful haircut.
I don't know where I was when that came out, but obviously not paying attention to
Well, it came out in
anything.
2016. Some things were happening in the world.
Well, it was about a month before that, so
It was,
I
I
don't
think it was
know.
like a week.
Was it? No, it was in October. Anyway,
Yeah, but
let's not talk about that. All right.
talk about
So does
what?
that cover
What
it?
do you mean? Yes.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the two M's, contending co-founders Joey Moser and me, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or YouTube. Click like and subscribe, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow. And to all those in love, happy Valentine's Day.